Breakfast with Tom and Alex on Triple J.
Now, though, we want to share with you our full chat we had with Russell Brand the other week, and went along to a little hotel room there with a little recorder thing, and it was all set up. And
he was running late.
He was running late. We'll be honest.
He was running late, so we hung around and got a bit delirious in the lobby of his hotel. We sung Lion Sleeps Tonight using a water bottle's percussion.
That was good.
Leading up to this.
He didn't see any of that, though, which was good. But, yeah, of course, he's in this new film, Get Him to the Greek, but you might know his stand-up. You might know about his
radio
cheeky escapade. His radio career, indeed. His cheeky escapades.
You may have read
Sex with Everybody.
My Bookie Wook.
Yes. But a very interesting guy indeed, and this is what happened when we had a chat with him.
We've got all 5 minutes, so I've got to make it the best 5 minutes of your life.
Thank you. I think it will be easy for you to do, because I already like you both enormously.
Excellent.
Oh, great.
Was it your birthday recently, Russell? At the start of this month? Can you tell us how you celebrated on Twitter? It seemed like you were with your good friend P. Diddy.
Me and Diddy spend every birthday together.
Right.
We've made a pact when we were 7 years old, when we were cubs together. We said, from now on, Diddy, let's you and I never be separated, not at this time of year. Then we looked into each other's eyes and we melted into a kiss. It was very passionate, especially considering that we were both seven.
Yep.
Do you mean cub in the scout sense of the word, or cub in the young boy sense of the word?
I mean in the young boy sense. What does it mean in that sense?
Just, well, like, in Australia, sometimes there's different people, like girl guides and there's scouts and there's cubs.
We have that.
Yep.
We probably invented it, and you probably stole it.
Look,
from
definitely
us.
Not.
Cubs, scouts, girl guides, Baden Powell, English.
I'm going to say that all that was bullshit, Russell. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that was bullshit.
What was bullshit?
The you and P. Diddy's kids thing.
Oh, well, yes, because, of course, he's from Brooklyn and I'm from Grays in Essex,
oh,
England.
Yeah, right. Mm. Okay, just want to clarify, just want to get the facts. Now, was it true that you were in a production of Bugsy Malone when you were a child?
No, because, as you know, I grew up with Diddy.
All right. Oh, I can't get these facts straight. Because I was in a production of Bugsy Malone.
No, I was, yeah. I was in Bugsy Malone. Who did you play?
I played Bugsy Malone.
Mm.
And the word on the street is that you played Fat Sam.
I did play Fat Sam.
Oh, my God. Can you remember any of the music from Bugsy Malone?
He's a sinner, candy-coated. To all his friends, he always seems to be alone. But they love him, Bugsy Malone. We could have been anything that we wanted to be.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Not a tale that we had. Her name is Tallulah. Tallulah was a sexy child. My name
was Jodie
Tallulah.
Foster.
I'm a sexy child.
Is it true that got you into acting?
Yeah.
Bugs of mine, got you the bug.
As soon as I saw those sexy children,
I thought, well, this is the job for me.
Well, lucky it was acting and not anything else.
Indeed.
To tell you the truth, the acting was always a conduit to the pedophilia.
Yes. You've always said that, Russell. You've never steered away from that. And I appreciate that.
I don't shy away from that.
No, not at all. Russell, a bit I really liked about Getting to the Greek is the fact that the songs that you sing are very much tongue wedged firmly in cheek. I like that.
Which made it difficult to sing them.
Well, very tough.
That's why he's impressed.
What kind of music are you into in
like
the real world?
I like the Bugsy Malone soundtrack.
Okay, apart from
quite
that.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
Apart from that, nothing.
The Smiths, perhaps?
They're all right, but compared to the Bugsy Malone soundtrack, the works of Marr and Morrissey pale.
And the Libertines, you're a big fan of those guys.
Cole Brat wrote two songs on the soundtrack of this film. Yeah, I love him very much. He's a brilliant writer, a really nice bloke. He wrote a song called Let's Get F***ed. And another song called Jackie Q. I can't remember the names of them. They're bloody good. I sang them both. Jarvis Cocker out of Pulp, he wrote two songs, both tremendous as well. And Jason Segel wrote some songs for the soundtrack. It's a lovely soundtrack. I'm very, very pleased with it.
Great. Russell, we're from Triple J, the Youth Network. Do you have a message to young Australians listening to your voice right now?
Hello, young Australians listening to my voice right now. For heaven's sake, carry on with your schoolwork, be diligent and well-behaved. And have a look at Bugsy Malone and see if you can spot a peculiar subtext.
And what's next for you, Russell? You're a crazy superstar. It feels like you can do anything in your life. What do you want to do next?
Just to have a sit down, really. Yeah. A little sit down and contemplate it all.
For a break. Thanks
Russell
so much
Brand.
For your time, Russell Brand.
Thank you.
Tom and Alex, thank you for coming all this way.
Thanks, man.
Well, how far was it?
It wasn't far at all. I'll be honest.
Nonetheless,
on a taxi.
You could have, at any point, you could have fallen over.
So we waited for a while, to be fair, but...
Well done.
They've got two holding rooms.
Yeah.
You go to one and then you get taken to a room. I thought you were in there, but it was just a bit of fruit and biscuits.
Yeah.
And now you're ready for fruit and biscuits. You've proven yourself worthy of carbohydrates and some vitamins.
Oh, thanks, man.
There's another room in a minute. This wasn't even the interview.
on Triple J this morning. That is Russell Brand. When we had a chat to him a couple of weeks back in his little hotel room, surrounded by heaps of people looking at us nervously.
And it was a really dark room, like a dark cave room of some kind. But anyway, big thanks to Russell. Very nice man.
Lovely.
And tomorrow you're going to be hearing our chat with other star of Get Him to the Greek, Jonah Hill. You might have known him from Superbad as well. It's cropping up in other things like Forgetting Sarah Marshall and 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Funny People, he mentioned Lying. He's all over the place. I saw a lot of films with Jonah Hill recently. Yeah. If you missed any of that chat with Russell Brand, it'll be up on our podcast at triplej.net.au/Tom and Alex.
Tom and Alex on Triple J.